number in the holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 5. This is letter number 1504. Baruch Hashem, dated the 9th day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I did receive in a timely manner your letter dated the 22nd day of Shabbat. And because of my many preoccupation, my response has been delayed till now. There's another reason about it. Because it's very difficult for me to give Musar in generally, especially to those that we were hoping of them for great things in many areas, many nyonim. And instead of that, they are sinking in arguments and demands, and they don't sense that this all comes from the advice of the Yetzer Hara to confuse the person from his service of Hashem, to serve the Eibishter. You describe at length in your letter what are the reasons that they force him not to participate in the area of education of Chabad, and also in the matter which is ... So without to go into the arguments whether you're right or wrong, generally speaking, whenever there's two sides, so after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, in which good and bad and good has been mixed up, it's very difficult that one side should be 100% right and the other side is 100% guilty. And for sure, both sides together are guilty somewhat, and they're somewhat right. So there are two approaches in such a situation. If the approach should be that this matter has to happen, which means you need to occupy yourself in the education of Chabad, but there is difficulties, so you could look and find ways and tactics how to remove those difficulties. Or on the other hand, you can say, since there is difficulties and it's some unpleasantness, so then you're going to move away. You say, it's not mine, I'm not going to deal with it. And what about that? Okay, so whatever happens, happens. Or let somebody else do it. Or as the Mishnah says at the end of Sukkah, what it said with regards to the heels of Mashiach, we can only trust Hashem. So, and that's it, let Hashem take care of it. So, the Rebbe says, to my sorrow, you have taken the second path and not the first one. And the difference is understood, and there's nothing to prolong it. I hope that after all this, you will train yourself, and you put an effort to train yourself to the first path. May Hashem succeed you to make fruit through your service in this with blessings for a Pesach, the discussion, and happy.